Tax season has arrived, and doing taxes without the right help can feel overwhelming. Intuit TurboTax is here now to guide you through it with confidence. Match with a TurboTax full-service expert who handles everything for you from start to finish. Your dedicated expert checks every single deduction and credit to help you get the best possible outcome so you can feel confident you're getting every dollar you deserve. And the best part? You'll see real-time updates on your expert's progress right on your phone while you live your life. Plus, you get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Visit TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax full service experts. Real-time updates only on iOS mobile app.
Spring Fest is heating up at Lowe's, and for a limited time, we have the extra big deals you need to impress guests. Get your outdoor space ready and save $50 on a select Kobalt 24-volt blower kit, now $79. Plus, save $80 on a Charbroil Performance 4-burner grill, now $199. It's springtime, and our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4/13. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Turn your tax refund into a new bathroom at Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Upgrade your bathroom with Max. With more than 1,000 showers, bathtubs, and surrounds, you're sure to find exactly what you need to add luxury and style to your bathroom. Save big on our entire selection of Max bathroom products. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
You ever go to a location and have an experience that is extremely frightening in the dark, a graveyard or a park or something like that, that's normally active during the day and peaceful and not spooky, but then once darkness falls, all bets are off? But you still like to go there? Yeah, I know a lot of us are like that. In our next story, we hear about someone who's very much enjoys going to a park not too far from their home, walking the dog there during the day. Lovely, peaceful area. Nothing creepy, but at night, that all changes. But what happens when it also starts changing during the day? For a friend that's brought in just for a peaceful walk in the afternoon, the friend experiences the horror and terror that the other experiences at night in the daytime. What is it about that location that incites such trauma? Take a listen. I'm not very good at explaining things, and especially not with titles and whatever else, but I'm going to give this a shot. Not actually sure if it is this park or if it is me or something else. I'm simply confused. Basically, I'm 17. Live in an island on the south coast of England. Honestly, since I was a kid, I've never actually believed in ghosts, spirits, hauntings, or anything like that. I've always been a very logical person. I do not believe in religions or anything like that because I simply do not believe in anything that I have no proof of. I've occasionally met people who believed in ghosts and said they had some experiences to do with them, and I found it interesting, but I never actually believed any of it. Now, I've been trying to find information on the internet that might help with everything that has happened recently, but I've not found anything that helpful. So this is why I am writing to your show, to see if I can find anything out. I know most people that listen to your show are probably Americans. Probably not anybody who knows in detail about how things like this happen, but I am simply confused. I cannot logically explain all these events, and it's hard to link them together and make sense of them. Okay. So from the beginning, I did not believe this either until more recently in the last 2 years, but I've been told that I am a psychic. I'm still not exactly sure what a psychic is, but from what I've found out, there are different types of them. When I sleep, I sometimes have dreams. Incredible dreams, very detailed. They always happen exactly how it happened in the dream, every time without fail. On top of that, sometimes I get strange feelings. This is how it first started. The dream I've had since I was about 6 or 7, but this was new. I live on the Isle of Wight, which is a small island on the south coast of England. I live on the outskirts of Ryde, so it's quiet, the countryside area, very peaceful. First thing that happened, I thought it was a one-off thing, but it scared the hell out of me. And ever since, I have feared the dark and being alone in woodland areas. Basically, we moved to this house about 3 years ago, and often my mom asks me to walk the dog. When I used to walk the dog, I always went to the exact same place. Be happy to show you on Google Maps if that helps. It's a small park about 5 minutes walk away from my house. The area it's in is only one road and leads from the edge of the town into the countryside. There are a few houses around and there are farming allotments behind the park. It was supposed to be a kid play park, but I very rarely see anybody down there. There's a small gravel pathway leading down to it with tree branches over the path. The park itself has a small climbing frame to the right and the entrance and two swings to the right of that. I haven't walked the dog there, even at night, without any problems. I was perfectly comfortable with it. I was not scared of the dark or anything like that either. In fact, I used to love parks and woodland areas. The first incident was a long time ago now. I can't remember exactly when, but it was on an evening after school, probably a Tuesday. Must have been about a year ago. My dog is an exceptionally large American Akita. She's big, strong, and they were trained for fighting dogs. However, she's very lazy. She spends most of the day lying down, not doing anything, and I had never heard her growl at anybody, let alone bark. When I walked down into the park as usual, I let her on the long lead, and I walked around a bit where I usually stand next to the climbing frame as she walks and sniffs around. It's a very dark night. The moon was hidden by clouds, and I could not see many stars other than the allotments on the side where the path leading into the park is. All other sides of the park are covered by woods and trees. The park is roughly circular, about 20 by 20 meters. At the bottom of the park is a pathway that's partially overgrown that leads to a circular walkway that leads back to the park. Only takes about 5 minutes to walk around the entire thing. I remember specifically it was quiet and warm that night. The air was perfectly still, not even a breeze. I was only wearing jeans and a jacket. After maybe 2 or 3 minutes, I noticed my dog was growling. This alone was enough to make me worry a little, as she really never does that or growls at anything. And it was a heavy, aggressive growl. I tried to see where she was looking. She's looking at some of the bushes in front of the trees to the left of the walkway at the bottom of the park, about 25 meters away maybe. I saw the bushes rustling a little. I saw a figure standing behind the bushes, but in front of the trees. I know it was not a person. I've never been diagnosed with mental issues or anything like that, but I know I saw it, and I know it was not a person. It was a tallish, dark shadow, more than a person, maybe about 5'8 in height, and it was a wide shadow, but it looked heavily built and solid. I can remember the feeling perfectly, and I was terrified. The atmosphere was the worst part. I felt heavy. I felt like I could not move. The air felt heavy and thick, and my pulse was rising. I remember just staring at it for a good 5 seconds as my dog started barking. Then, even though it was a perfectly calm evening, suddenly the wind started blowing violently. I had to cover my face with my arms and could hardly stand up straight. It only lasted for about 4 or 5 seconds again, and then it was perfectly calm. When I opened my eyes, the figure was gone, and several heavy, thick branches on the trees to my right had fallen. I turned around and just ran as fast as I could until I got home. When I got home, I washed my face, got a glass of water, my breathing was still fast, and I honestly thought I just imagined it. I remembered it must have been a Friday now, because the next day my friend Sam came over to stay overnight, and that must have been Saturday. I went to the park when it was still daylight in the morning around 1, and the tree branches and bits of fence were still over the ground where they had fallen. It must have been violent wind to knock down the branches, as they were all as thick as my arm. It was then that I realized it really must have all happened. Since then, I've avoided the place completely at night, and in the day, I was all right. Since then, nothing has happened. As I said, this must have been around a year and a half ago. But just last week, my girlfriend came to stay with me here for the first time. She lives in Coventry, about 150 miles away. She got here on a Sunday night. I remember perfectly, my mom asked me to walk the dog on Tuesday, and it was still quite bright, around dusk. She went with me to the park. We sat on the metal bench just next to the climbing frame. The dog was walking around, and all the rest were just talking. I asked her what she thought of the island and things like that, and she said it was nice, quieter than in the city. She said this place feels nice and calm. I remember the way she said it. It felt kind of strange, to be honest, but I did not think anything of it. It was dusk, so the sky was an orange-red color. After a minute or so after that, we were both just quiet, and suddenly, she started screaming. I still remember. She was screaming incredibly loud, and she insistently stood up and started brushing herself or panicking. I did not know what to think at the time. I panicked as well. I stood up and I remember shouting, "Charlie, calm down, what's wrong?" And I remember my voice was so much deeper than usual just because of how scared I was. She was screaming and crying at the same time. I instantly wrapped my arm around her shoulder and started running with her away from the park. She was crying all the way home and for a good 10 minutes after we got there. She could not even talk for about 15 minutes because of how dry her throat was and how much she must have stretched her vocal cords. Now the rest I cannot tell fully. I don't know. But the thing I found strangest was that she suddenly reacted like that. But I could not feel a thing. I honestly did not see or feel a single thing. But I knew the place was bad from before. But never during the day. It was always at night. I stayed away from it. During the day, it was always seemingly fine. When we got back, she settled down. She tried to tell me. I'm not sure because I did not see a thing, as I said, but she said she saw a girl. She said she was about our height, about 5'5", and she looked totally and utterly dead. She was standing there, near where I saw the shadow. But on the other side of the path, and in front of the bushes, not behind them, she said she was dead. Everything about her was dead. Her skin and all her features apart from her face. She said her hair was filthy and dirty, but everything about her just looked dead. I cannot describe more than that because I stopped her talking because she started to cry again. And said she could not stop thinking about it. I've not been there since. I fear even going near the place now. I'm not sure if these two incidents are linked or if it's something to do with me or if it's just the place or anything. I'm sure I'll have a lot of Americans commenting that all of this is a load of rubbish, as that is what most people get to be like. Though I know I am telling the truth and I just want to find some help. I've looked all over. I've found no answers yet. These are all the things I've had proof of from being there. I've heard some other things, but I not want to write them in as of now because I don't know if they're true or not. Either way, I'm seeking answers.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or Patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories.